Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
We're going to kick it solo style today, where I'm going to be talking about Facebook video ads. This is where it's at, guys, right now. So today I'm going to be sharing with you what kind of results I'm seeing with Facebook video ads, what you should know about them, and some tips and tricks for getting great results. This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You'll also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. If you're looking to get started with Facebook ads, you're a total beginner and you'd like to learn how you can create profitable Facebook ads for less than $10 a day, don't miss my free streaming online workshop that I put together for you, which you can sign up for over at rickmulready.com/newbies. That's NEWBIES. rickmulready.com/newbies. All right, here's today's episode. Hey, what's up, my AOPT friends? I am Rick Mulready, and welcome back to another episode of the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. This is episode number 36. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Really appreciate you tuning into the podcast here. Whenever and wherever you are listening to it, hope you're having an awesome day. We're going to kick it solo style today, where I'm going to be talking about Facebook video ads. This is where it's at, guys, right now. So today I'm going to be sharing with you what kind of results I'm seeing with Facebook video ads, what you should know about them, and some tips and tricks for getting great results with your video ads. We'll get to all that in just a second, but I want to come on and ask you something. If you're liking this show, if you're liking the Art of Paid Traffic podcast, if you want to support it and let me know, Rick, yes, I'm learning a lot from it and I'm putting what I'm learning into action in my business, please let me know by leaving a rating and review for the show over on iTunes. Just simply search for the Art of Paid Traffic there on iTunes. Leave your rating and review there. Let me know what you're getting out of the podcast, what you like about these episodes, what you don't like about these episodes. That's totally cool. I want to hear about it. It only takes a second, and your support for the show really means a lot. It keeps me going forward here with the show. I love doing it, but I want to hear from you what you're getting out of it and how much you're liking the show. So if you would, leave a quick rating and review for the show over on iTunes. Would really appreciate it. So let's jump into it here. In addition to 2015, we've talked about it here in the podcast before, that this is the year of retargeting on Facebook. It's also become the year for video on Facebook. Facebook recently came out and reported their first quarter earnings for 2015. And they said in that reporting that there are over 4 billion video views happening every single day on Facebook. There's 4 billion video views being served, I should say. That's a whole lot of video, guys. And if you've been listening to the show here and reading my articles over on rickmulready.com, you know there's a big shift going on right now with Facebook ads. And as advertisers, by the way, the 4 billion video views are not all Facebook ads, by the way. That's organic videos being uploaded and so forth. So as advertisers, Facebook wants us adding value to its users, and ideally, in the form of stories that we tell about our businesses. That's part of the big shift that's happening right now. Gone are the days of scammy offers that aren't truly enriching people's lives. I mean, we've been talking quite a bit about this. This is a big reason why accounts are being flagged and shut down. And yeah, there are truly good account, truly good advertisers with the right intentions being caught up in all this. Yes, but Facebook first and foremost wants to protect the user experience. We've talked a lot about that here on the show. And so knowing all this information, Facebook video ads are a great way to add value to your target audience, engage them, and grab their attention. And guys, they are crushing it right now on Facebook. I'm seeing video views as low as a penny per video view, and I'll explain what you know constitute a video view here in a second. And I'm also seeing leads as low as 30 cents from videos. Yes, from videos. So today I want to share with you how you can get in on the action and take advantage of Facebook video ads to grow your business. Okay, so let's start with some things that you should know about Facebook video ads first. Remember the mindset of people on Facebook. Remember that they're there to share with their friends and family, you know, status updates, images, video. So when you're thinking about your video ad, you want to be thinking about how you can be grabbing people's attention. You want to be creative. You want to be entertaining. You want to be adding value. And, you know, being funny doesn't hurt. So you want to be thinking creatively about it. You got to catch their attention and entertain them while weaving in a story about your business or whatever your product or service is. That may sound like a lot that you have to get into it, but it really isn't. You just have to always remember what the mindset of people on Facebook is. Okay, so you got to catch their attention as quickly as possible. So here are some other things to be thinking about. By the way, when you're shooting your videos here, you don't need to be hiring this vast production crew to do these videos. The video camera on smartphones these days is amazing and often better times than what you can get in paying high dollar for these cameras. So grab your iPhone or grab your Samsung and go for it. Okay, just remember when you're creating these videos, you do want to take into account that it needs to look good, be high quality. People need to be able to hear you. So make sure that you're thinking about the sound quality, that sort of thing. But you don't need a big production crew in order to do it. If you have the means and want to do that, go for it. But you don't let that be a hurdle from you doing video ads, okay? A couple more things here. Make sure to upload your video directly to Facebook. Don't be just copying and pasting a link to the YouTube video or some other video platform where you might have that video. Make sure you upload the video directly to Facebook. So a video view on Facebook means that someone has watched your video at least 3 seconds. So 3+ seconds of the video counts as a video view. Now, please understand, too, that videos are autoplay in the newsfeed. Yes, they're going to be muted. So when you scroll through the newsfeed, you come across a video, it's going to be playing when you see it, and it's going to be muted. And in order for someone to listen to it, they have to tap the video in order to hear it. Okay. So as you're scrolling through the newsfeed, the video is automatically going to start playing without sound. And then when someone sees it, if they want to listen to it, they have to tap the video. Now, as an advertiser, when somebody taps that video, it's a really, really cool experience because the video overtakes the entire screen on the mobile device. So that's one of the other things, too, that I recommend is I recommend doing the mobile news feed when running your video ads. Okay, so not only are the majority of Facebook's video ads coming on mobile, but like I mentioned, when you tap the video to hear and play it, it takes up the whole screen along with, if you've chosen a call to action button, then it just has the call to action button in the upper left-hand corner of the screen. It's a really cool experience, not only from a user experience, but also as an advertiser. It's really, really cool, okay? We'll get into some more tips about the video specifically here in just a second, but there are two ways that you want to be, when you're setting up your ads, if you want to be doing video. So one way is at the campaign level, you simply select video views as your objective, okay? Just recently, we also now have the option when you select website conversions as your objective, you have the option now to upload a video, okay? So a couple different options there if you want to do a video, choose video views as your objective. And that's going to be you're getting the most views of that video as possible within your daily budget. And then with you, if you have website conversions, again, no different than what it's always been. Facebook is going to try to get you as many conversions as possible to, against your daily daily budget, okay? And then once your video ad is running, Facebook has some great reporting metrics that will help you determine how well your video is doing. For example, you can see the average duration of your video views. So how much of the video that some that people are watching. And you can use that information to make educated decisions about how well your video is doing, whether you need to change things up or what, okay? Let's just keep rolling here. Facebook's guidelined that images can't, so the whole 20% rule when it comes to images, it also applies with video. So your video thumbnail image cannot contain more than 20% text, nor can the first 30 seconds of the video ad contain more than 20% text. So basically means they just don't want you just slamming the video, the first, you know, first part of the video, slamming it with a whole bunch of text. Again, so they're trying to keep away from the billboard, the video being a giant billboard. Remember, again, it goes back to educating and entertaining people while also adding value with the video, okay? So here are some tips and tricks for getting great results from your video ads. We talked about running in the mobile newsfeed. So I definitely recommend if you're going to run video, run mobile newsfeed. Yeah, you can test the desktop newsfeed also, but I think you're going to see a lot greater results in the mobile newsfeed. So definitely check that out. Use video ads when you're retargeting users who have come to your website or your landing page, but have not bought or have not opted in. It's a great way to re-engage them, through video. Okay. And since videos are muted, we talked about that. So when someone scrolls through, it's an autoplay, but the video or, but the sound is muted. Okay. So since the videos are muted until somebody taps the screen, you got to be catching people's attention within those first 3 seconds of the video visually. Okay. Without, I mean, yeah, you can do sound, but don't give away like your best, you know, your best pitch or your best entertaining lines within the first 3 seconds, because you got to give somebody the opportunity to tap that video so that they can start hearing it. So get creative and think about how you can catch their attention visually so that they do want to tap the video and keep watching and hear more about it. Okay. Think about how you can be telling a story with your video. And we've been talking a lot about this here. Always be thinking about how you can entertain and add value to your target customers while also representing your product or service or whatever you want to be marketing with your video. Really tell a story through a video. And we're going to be talking about this in an upcoming episode here, which I'll tell you a little bit more about it in a few minutes. But you know, a Facebook video ad is a great way to kind of mix in. If you have video testimonials from your clients or customers that you've been working with, it's a great opportunity for you to sort of to splice in video of your customers talking about how well they like your product or service. So as part of your video, you can have some of your customers in there. Tell a story about your business. And again, just to kind of reiterate, you don't need a professional video, you know, production crew to do all this. Grab your smartphone and start recording. So don't let that be a barrier that you're not able to overcome in order to start doing Facebook video ads, okay? So now that we've covered all that, you might be thinking, all right, Rick, I want to get leads and build my email list so that I can sell my stuff. Isn't video best for, you know, sort of branding and general awareness? Well, yes, it is. But I want to share with you a really simple multi-step sales funnel that you can use with Facebook video ads where you can see really, really big results. I'm seeing big results with this, and somebody who has been a previous guest, Kimmer Luna, she was my guest here on episode number 26 of the podcast. She used this strategy that we're going to be talking about here to help generate almost $900,000 in revenue in the first 10 months of her business. If you've not heard episode 26 of the show here, definitely go back and check that out. It's a great episode with Kimra Luna. So here's what that sales funnel might look like for you if you're trying to generate more leads and customers using Facebook video ads. So step one would be create that short video of you talking about the benefits of your product or service, maybe how you can be solving the problem of your target audience. This allows you to start building that relationship with them and for people to get a feel for you. Now, a lot of people keep asking me, well, how long should the videos be? Well, again, it goes back to the mindset of people on Facebook. They're there to quickly share with their friends and family, share those updates. They're likely in line at like Starbucks or waiting for the train or on the subway or at a red light like me when you pick up your phone and start flipping through your newsfeed. So you got to catch their attention very quickly. So I want to say the shorter the better on the video, maybe like between 30 seconds and 90 seconds to maybe 2 minutes tops, but have your video be as long as it needs to be in order to get your point across and get them to take an action that you want them to do, okay? And as I mentioned before, using a video like this to start to tell a story is a great opportunity for you to mix in some video testimonials if you have them from your customers. You know, this is going to add social proof and real life stories about your business. And again, if you don't have any video testimonials at this point, not a big deal, but this is another reason why you should be starting to collect them for your business, okay? So now that you've created your video, the second step obviously will be to create that Facebook video ad in Power Editor, okay, to target your ideal customers. Make sure that you include a call to action in the video, but you can also include a call to action button now when you're setting up your ad, okay? So you want to be sending people to your landing page or your website. You can also include a URL of the landing page in your ad copy where you want to be sending people, okay? So that's step two, you're setting up your ad. After you run the ad, so step three, after running the video ad for a period of time, you want to stop the video and then follow it up with another either video ad or a very targeted message within a regular, you know, a quote unquote standard link ad. This is, you know, the one with a regular type of image that we always talk about, an unpublished page post ad. So that you're sending people to your landing page where you want them to take an action. Okay. So you're running your Facebook video ad for a period of time, then you stop it, and then you follow that same video ad up with another video ad that's moving people along your sales funnel. Okay. So see that first video as, you know, I'm building awareness and some branding for my product or service or my business, and then in the next video ad or the next very targeted unpublished page post ad, you are moving them further down the funnel. Okay, so you want to, with a very targeted message, get them to your landing page with that particular ad, whether it's another video ad or whether it's a standard link ad, an unpublished page post ad, get people over to your landing page. Okay. Now, depending on, this is something I really want to harp on here real quick. Depending on how many video views that your original video ad got, okay, at the time I'm recording this, if you get 1,000 video views within a 24-hour period, whether it's organic or paid, then you have the option, check this out, of retargeting anybody who saw your video ad. Anybody who watched your original video ad, you can turn around and retarget those people with your next ad. So you can set up another ad and show that ad to those people who originally watched your original video. How cool is that? Pretty cool stuff, right? But you have to get a certain amount of, you have to get a lot of video views within those first 24 hours or so. And if you do, Facebook will automatically set those audiences up for you in the audiences section, in the custom audiences section within your Facebook, you know, within Ads Manager there. Facebook will automatically start setting up that audience for you of people who you can go and retarget. So people who watched your original video, it'll start building an audience for you, and then you can use that as a custom audience to retarget. Really, really cool, really powerful stuff there. Now, remember, the goal of this follow-up ad that you're doing is to get conversions now that people have started to build a relationship with you through that first video ad, okay? And this is another opportunity where you can choose the website conversions objective in that second step when setting up your ad here and, drive people to your landing page. So this video ad sales funnel that we just talked about helps build awareness for who you are and what you're all about. It warms people up to you and your business. So it's a lot easier to get them to do, you know, whatever action your goal is, whether it's an opt-in, a register for a webinar, or download a coupon or buy something or whatever it might be. This strategy moves them along your sales funnel right down to getting them to convert on your landing page. And the cool thing about all this whole, this video on Facebook, let's call it a video revolution on Facebook. I think things are just getting started. We're at the beginning of this whole thing with video on Facebook. And I really think there's a lot more to come, you know, with how we're going to be able to use video to reach our target customers on Facebook. So if you're not already using or started to test Facebook video ads, definitely recommend that you start to do that and see how they work for you. If you're already testing Facebook video ads, I'd love to hear from you. I want to hear how they're doing for you. Leave a note in the comment section over on the show notes page for today's episode, which is at rickmulready.com/36. Now, as I mentioned earlier, I have an upcoming episode with my buddy Keith Krantz, who's another Facebook ads expert, and we dive deeply into Facebook video ads again, but this time from the perspective of what he learned specifically from the team at Facebook, because Keith recently visited the Austin, Texas offices of Facebook. So we have a really good discussion about Facebook video ads and storytelling from the perspective of the Facebook team down there directly. That's going to be coming up after the next episode, episode number 37, where my good pal Amy Porterfield joins me to talk about how to create a personalized social media sales funnel for your business that's simple to set up, non-techie, and it's a sales funnel that automates revenue. You may or may not know, Amy is one of my best friends, and it's always a blast when I'm talking with Amy. I can't believe it's taken me this long to get her here on the podcast. I'm also working on another Q&A episode. So if you have any questions that you'd like me to answer here on the podcast, leave me a SpeakPipe voicemail message on any of the show notes page for this podcast. So it's just rickmulready.com/ and then whatever number. So between 1 and 36 so far. So if you just go to rickmulready.com/36, for example, you'll see a big old button there that allows you to leave a quick voicemail for me asking your question, and I'll be sure to answer that question on an upcoming Q&A episode. All right, my friends, that's all for today's episode. Keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.